Do you know what a mummer's play is?
No, I don't.
I didn't either. No. Here's a little flavour.
Shed my blood for old England again. Step in, St. George, and pave the way.
But I am St. George. Draw sword, put it by my side. I wish to win the game.
I'm going to break my head. How canst thou break my head? My head is made of steel.
Well, that sounds very jolly.
It's like
it?
Radio Wales Christmas party.
Well, the reason a mummer's play could be unfamiliar to you, because it's not a tradition that has been very common in Wales. In fact, it's more common in other parts of the UK. But it is being given a bit of a Welsh makeover. As part of a medieval weekend, actors from the village of Llangwm, or Langham as it's also called, in Pembrokeshire, will perform a new version of the traditional folk play. It's been specially adapted for the festival by John Roach, who joins us now. Good morning, John.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you enlighten us? Can you tell us what a mummer's play is?
Well, now then, a mummer's play is, well, it's not traditionally Welsh as far as I could make out, although there are records of them going back about seven centuries. The plot of most surviving ones are between a battle between two knights where one is killed and then is brought back to life again. Many of the English plays had St. George killing a dragon. Well, we couldn't have that in Wales, could we?
No, not get away with it, I don't
know. No, not really. I wouldn't get away with that one. So I've changed it quite a bit because Langham in the past was a very big fishing community, so the dragon has now become a sea monster that used to catch all the fish and deny the folk their catch in their nets. So I then incorporated a Sir David de la Roche, who was one of the founders of the actual village and the church in Langham. And his battle, after he'd killed the sea monster, was with a knight from a neighbouring village. I put this in, just a neighbour, little sort of conflicts and, rivalries between local communities.
It's a great way of getting a bit of local history in.
We're getting a bit of local history as well. And Langham was originally a Flemish settlement for the Henry I invited the Flemish weavers over to South Pembrokeshire.
And how have local people taken to this format?
Well, we put on the play yesterday evening, and it was very, very well supported by a very enthusiastic audience. I must say our actors have all been very enthusiastic about it as well. Most of them haven't performed on a stage, as they said, since they were in school. So they were a little bit nervous about doing it, but once we put it all together, they thoroughly enjoyed it. And we had a marvellous time. We're putting it on again today at lunchtime in the field in Langham. So I'm hoping we'll get as good a crowd there, if not better, today.
I hope you get the weather too. It sounds very colourful, I have to say, from the clip that we played, and a bit of music in there as well.
Yes, well, I've introduced, I've written the part of the introduction, and I've added one of my own tunes to the introduction, rather than it being a spoken monologue at first. I've added a tune to that, one of my own. And at the end, we've got a folk dance, and I play the mandola so that the other actors can dance along to that.
Sounds great. Best of luck with it. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, John. That's John Roach, who's adapted a mummer's play for Llangwm. I've never heard of it. Well, we've learned something this morning.
We have learned something, yeah.